Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. If you've got asthma, and even if you don't, you might have some trouble breathing today. That's because of the wildfire in New Jersey, which the state DEP commissioner, Sean LaTourette, says will likely get worse before it gets better.
Ultimately, when all is said and done, a greater number of acreage affected, and this could very well end up being the largest wildfire in New Jersey in 20 years.
It's currently 50% contained, but is impacting our air quality here in the city with a health advisory issued. AccuWeather meteorologist Heather Zaire, tell us what we need to know.
Yesterday saw the smoke from the Jones Road fire in New Jersey push south and east away from us, but the wind is shifting more into the southeast for today. That can tap into some of that smoke and pull it in our direction, which would create hazy conditions for a time today and even lower the air quality. That can cause problems for those in sensitive groups. The good news is, though, that containment should be growing today as the winds are going to stay light. That should reduce the risk for significant issues. I'm AccuWeather meteorologist Heather Zaire on New York's weather station, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Well, we are hearing from New York City officials on all of this. Let's go to our Glenn Chuck. Glenn, I got to tell you, we can smell it in the newsroom, and I've already taken my inhaler, so that's where we are.
I actually have an air freshener in my car,
oh,
so it's
good.
A good thing I brought it with me this morning. But yeah, here in Midtown, there is a faint smell as well. You can definitely notice it as soon as you walk outside, and we caught up with OEM Commissioner Zach Iskel on how the air quality is going to play out today.
DEC has indicated that we could see levels reaching 101, an AQI 101, which is in what we call the unhealthy for sensitive groups range.
Iskel is praising, though, all of the efforts of first responders in Jersey who are battling this.
It's really remarkable the work that they've been doing. They've been working to keep their residents safe, and it's a real credit to them, and I'm just very grateful for all of them.
Iskel wants to remind New Yorkers again, if you're sensitive to smoke, you might have asthma or a child or someone who's elderly, police precincts and libraries, you can still get a mask, and they're free. And to keep posted on all of this on smoke conditions, he tells us there's this site, airnow.gov. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
A mayoral candidate's discussion at Medgar Evers College interrupted by protesters.
At the Black Agenda Democratic Mayoral Forum, education, public safety, and housing were at the forefront. Former Governor Andrew Cuomo sat down, and as soon as he did, a crowd stormed the stage.
You have...
Cuomo! Cuomo! Cuomo!
Despite the chaos, he remained calm.
Because people have had enough promises, they've had enough talk. They want to see results. They want to see product. I have spent my life doing just that, making government work and getting results for people.
While some of his challengers, like Council Speaker Adrian Adams, fired back.
Are you tired of the drama? Are you tired of the scandal? You want a job done, you better put a woman in to do that job the right way.
Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at Medgar Evers College.
Tonight in Upper Manhattan, an uptown tenants' town hall where leaders from various community organizations will be talking to local elected officials about the needs of their neighborhoods. Barbara Williams is chairing the event. She tells 1010 Winds conditions in public housing will be a main issue.
The role is to bring our uptown elected officials to meet and greet with the residents in the area, you know, those people that they represent. Public housing has been left behind in many things.
For example,
you put in for a repair, you may not get it for 6 months. These are supposed to be emergencies.
Among the groups to be represented, Community Voices Heard Power, the Met Council on Housing, and Tenants and Neighbors. The town hall takes place starting at 6:30 this evening at 3005 Frederick Douglass Boulevard. City lawmakers looking to open school playgrounds after school hours.
City Councilwoman Gail Brewer said she's been pushing for this for 20 years.
It is very depressing to go by, as I have in my district at PS9, it's half a block playground. Huge. And it is absolutely locked all summer long. And there's a NYCHA development right next door, and you see the young people looking at it. Can I just play some basketball?
Her bill would designate 25 schools a year in neighborhoods like Sharon Brown's in Brooklyn that lack parks.
This would help out the safety in the areas when people have something to do with their time.
A recent city estimate said keeping school playgrounds open will cost $49 million a year. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
We already know about the petition urging city lawmakers to protect bodega cats in the boroughs who are technically not allowed. But now there's a new move to see to it that these animals get proper care. A group of Instagram accounts, Bodega Cat Spirits, Bodega Cats of New York, Shop Cat Show, and Bodega Cats of Instagram, have launched a fundraiser to help pay for vet visits. Dan Ramada runs Bodega Cats of Instagram.
Up until recently, I didn't realize that I had a platform, you know, and I had no idea that my platform was influential. You know, this whole thing started because I wanted to feature photos of my local bodega cats in Fort Greene. If you don't know one, you've at least had an experience with the bodega cat. And chances are, like, if you weren't paying attention, you were within like a few feet of a bodega cat, you know, when you were like at the bodega getting your, you know, neighborhood staples.
Yeah, for sure. He tells 1010 Winds when you donate, the money will go to five different 501c3s that will do the actual work of assisting shop owners with the cats. They are Bronx Tales Cat Rescue, Cat Storia Rescue, Hard Hat Cats, Sassy Cats, and Bronx Community Cats. You can link to the fundraiser on any of the participating Instagram pages. A new jury, seven women and five men, begin hearing evidence in the second Harvey Weinstein rape trial in the city.
Prosecutors started out with the lines, "I make or break careers. You owe me this. I don't take no for an answer." The lines they say Harvey Weinstein used to pressure three young women into unwanted sexual contact. The new accuser, who plans to testify, then 16 years of age and just arrived from Poland with a modeling contract. Defense attorney Arthur Idala acknowledged Weinstein was one of the most powerful producers in Hollywood, but he says don't judge the movie by the one scene prosecutors want to play. He says these were long-term consensual relationships. He says the women wanted Harvey Weinstein to help them, and he added, "The casting couch is not a crime scene." Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Cops still looking for the trigger man, but there is one arrest now on attempted murder charges. This is the gunfire in Harlem that claimed the life of a 61-year-old woman who went to check on her adult grandson when she heard gunfire on her block. A vigil was held for her.
Xenia Mete, affectionately known as Mama Z here in Harlem, was someone who looked after this community for 40 years.
She was running to protect all of the children that she knew out here. They had a certain level of respect for her.
Her sister, Pastor Diane London, says she was probably trying to save the person who shot her from a life of violence, just as much as she was trying to save her grandson, Jerian Jordan, who was on the street when she was killed.
She had her hands in everything, a jack of all trades. She kept me on my toes, and I'm 24.
Her sister says they were trying to stop her from running toward violence. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Harlem.
Cops looking for four suspects in a fatal shooting in the Bronx. This was in Kingsbridge on University Avenue near West Kingsbridge Road, where 28-year-old Margie Dowd collapsed in front of a grocery store after being shot in the head. A 33-year-old woman also struck. She drove herself to the hospital and should survive. Cops say it appears the shots were fired from across the street and that the victims were innocent bystanders. So is this you?
I don't want to grow up.
Well, good news. Toys R Us is working on a live-action movie. Yeah, we'll see how it goes. Last year, they released an AI-generated commercial that was widely panned as being kind of creepy. Now they're collaborating with the company Story Kitchen on this new project. Variety reports it'll be a modern, fast-paced adventure that also explores the brand's history. Well, this is going to be the scene in Brooklyn. Not real ones, but toy elephants that will be parachuting into Dumbo. This is the annual Dumbo drop on Friday, May 30th, when thousands of airborne pachyderms are released off rooftops on Washington Street. This will be the ninth year they've been doing this. It's actually a fundraiser that will benefit local public schools. Two drops are scheduled for 5 and 7 p.m. that day. Ticket prices starting at $15. There's also a beer garden, a kids zone, a dance party with live music, and you can enter to win prizes. Get more info at dumbo.nyc.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.